Surprise!
Blog Talk Radio.
Surprise! Hello? Surprise! Okay. Is that you, Henrietta?
Yes.
Okay, yes. So your mic's open.
Okay, so has...
You're the only one. Oh, wait a minute. Somebody else called. No, you're the only one. You're 593.
Right, Jerry's going to call in from... I forgot his number, but Jerry's going to call. Glenn's going to call.
Right at the top of the hour. So when Tamara...
Okay.
When Tamara says, I'm getting ready to give the phone to Jill, that's when we'll say surprise.
Okay, so I should say something. The show's on now?
Right, when the music goes. Has the music come on yet?
We're on now.
Oh, God. Hello, everybody.
Yes, yes, you're in on the secret. We're getting ready. We're waiting to make the surprise announcement. So, you stay here in the closet with us. Don't jump out yet. Yes, we're waiting to talk to Jill. Jill is leaving. Jill is leaving Atlanta and heading to Connecticut. Yes, yes, they have black people in Connecticut. This is one of your hosts tonight, Tracacia. I'm calling in from the Windy City, and we're all sitting here holding our breath, waiting to scream surprise to Jill. She's at the restaurant with many of her friends from work and people from the International Black Summit, and waiting for others to call in. But as we wait, I want you to hear a little of the song that I found for her. So just listen in. I'll have to get it on mute. Play it for you. It's one of the old 50 songs by a group called The Artistic. Okay, people are starting to call in. Hello?
Hello.
Okay, we're still holding our breath. We're in the closet, and I got a little song for her. Okay, I'm going to go and open up. I have another mic here. Oh, 404, that's them.
Right, but tell them. Yeah.
Hello.
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 Surprise!
Hey, this is Tamara. I was getting ready to give her the phone. Should I give her the phone now?
Not yet. Just give us a minute. We're trying to let two more people call in.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay. Okay. Okay, because we're going to all say surprise together, right?
Right.
We're going to surprise Jill VanSleesen on her way to Connecticut. She's
right
in a restaurant in Atlanta right now with a room full of friends from the summit and her work community.
Yep. Jill has been in Atlanta for 20 years and has decided that she's going to move to New England, where she was really born and raised in Providence, Rhode Island. But she's moving to Connecticut and pursuing just a whole new life for herself. So we are really happy and excited for her as she steps out on faith and moves to just a new area. Well, not a new area for her, but it's like I said, it's been 20 years.
Yes, yes. Now, Jill joined the International Black Summit radio talk show. How long ago, Henrietta?
It's been 2 years now because she joined right after. Right after Baltimore.
Right.
So we've had Chicago and we've had Birmingham. So they've been one of the hosts for the last 2 years. And
they have been doing a fabulous job.
And she's also one of the facilitators of the Youth Summit. She loves children. She loves the youth and working with the teenagers and the children, the young children. She Jill had a summer program with children this summer in Atlanta and, you know, was very active in the International Black Summit Youth Program. So we are really, we're knowing that everything is just like going to be wonderful as she stretches, you know, stretches. What do you call it? Spiritual wings to move into this,
those wings.
To this next area.
She'll be near her family members.
Right.
I believe she has a brother that lives there in Connecticut. So she'll be reconnecting with family ties and old memories and creating new memories. You know, now they'll have Jill, the full adult Jill. Full boogie,
Jill. I'm gonna text the other two people, and I'll be right back to Tricia.
All right. And this is how we feel. I'm gonna give you a little bit more of our little tune here, and listen how this is how we feel about Jill. Well, every time I try to.
Hey, what are we doing?
You know, Henrietta want to try to get Glenn and Jerry on. So they're not on. She's texting them right now.
Okay. Got it. Okay, I'm going to put you back on mute.
Okay. That was Tamara. She's there in Atlanta. And there's our song. Listen. There's a little artistic for us. And when we hear that magic line, I'm going to bring it back up so you can hear. But this is our feeling. Okay, here we go. Take a listen. That's how we feel for our Gia. We're going to miss her. So we're doing this surprise radio show. And we're waiting for a couple of more radio team members to join us. We have Henrietta. Henrietta, where are you? Well, no, that's right. Henrietta's back here in Chicago. She's coming back from New York. One of the things you'll find out about the International Black Summit show is we're truly international. We're always coming in from various spots. So we're calling you from Chicago, and we're having the surprise party for Jill in Atlanta. And we're waiting for another team member from New York. Well, one from New York, and one Jerry MVP is now in Virginia.
Right, he's in Hampton, Virginia. And I called both of them, so let's go on so we don't hold up.
Okay. I think we got another person. Okay, who we got on? Hello?
Hello?
Is that Jerry?
Yep.
Okay, we're going to take
Brian. Tamara, let's go on and give her the phone that way you can...
Okay, well, Tamara came back. She said she's got us on mute.
Okay, I'm back. So go ahead and give her the phone.
Yeah, go ahead and give her the phone.
Okay, hold on.
Oh, no. What's this doing?
Hold on. We're going to say surprise.
are there.
Hello?
Surprise!
Surprise!
Who is this?
Chiquita? Who else is on the phone?
Who else is on the phone?
Henrietta?
Henrietta!
One more person here.
Oh, who else? Hello?
Hello?
Yeah. Where are you, Jerry? Are you there, Jerry?
Yeah, right here.
Hi,
baby.
Surprise. And to Keisha Keller.
Yes, we're recording live from the International Black Summit radio station right into Jill's going away party.
Oh, my God.
All of the world wants to say goodbye to Gia. So we've opened up the lines all across the world.
You guys are crazy. Hey, Jerry. Oh, I love it. Oh, my God.
Yeah. What's going on, Jill?
Yeah, you guys,
I'm down south. You leaving down south, I'm down, you going off north. That is dead wrong.
Right, and all the time I'm like, okay, I'll be close to Jerry. I can go hang out in New York with Jerry. And then he moves to Virginia. I can't believe you guys are doing the radio show.
We are on the show, special edition.
Yeah.
Oh, I love it. All right. I love it. Thank you guys so much.
Okay, everybody, I gotta get back to work.
Okay, thanks, Jill.
Thank
you, Jerry. I love you.
Yeah, I will give you a call a little later and do a little something for y'all. Okay?
Okay.
Okay, I love all y'all. Be safe. Yeah,
love you, Jerry.
Love you too.
Too.
Bye-bye.
Right. So do you know what we want to do?
Look, this is International Black Summit Radio Show. I'm one of your hosts, Jill Van Lisa, live with one of my
Do it, girl.
We have Shakaysha out of Chicago. She is our world citizen. And we have Henrietta Bird out of, are you in Chicago too?
I'm in Chicago, finally.
The two of these women travel all around the world. You never know what they're going to do, where they're going to be.
This is our wish to Jill.
Oh, God. I love you guys so much. I am so happy.
We got some old-time schoolhouse music.
So Jill, if you were Tamla or whoever was there, like either have people call in or just pass the telephone.
Okay, I'll give you the Tamra first. Tamra, this is Tamra Young out of Atlanta, and she probably has a few words to say to the host, Jill Van Leeson. Tamra, take it away.
Well, you know how she rolls.
So let me just say how it has been a blessing to be graced with Jill Van Leeson. I'm glad that we ran into each other on our journeys in life. It has been truly a great experience. And I'm actually going to be sad that she's leaving. Like, she's leaving Atlanta. She's leaving me. That's how I'm holding it. This has been my homie, my partner, just all those things that someone needs on their own journey in life. Jill has been that.
Yeah, Atlanta's got to let her go.
Got to let her go. Baby trying to leave. I'll be on a tailpipe. of a build a tailpipe. I'm gonna let Rod pass us here if you wanna say a couple words with Miss Jim.
Hey Rod. You're on a national radio, sending out a goodbye to Gio. What do you wanna say?
I just realized Gio can't even hear me because she's greeting people. But this will be the last time I see her for a while. So it's really nice that we got Gio here just for this party, and she's done so much to contribute to our community. So it's going to be a huge missing for me and for everyone that she's gone. You know, her and Tamara just really took on supporting the community and doing the radio show. So, oh, my God, it's just hitting me. So I just want to, I wish she could hear me, but she can't hear me. So,
well,
anyway.
She can hear. It'll be recorded. So she'll play it back.
Good. Well, good. Well, she's just been a great asset to us. And, you know, I just want to send her love and like.
Okay. Well, thank you, Rod. And she'll be going to Connecticut. You know, that ain't that far.
So no, it ain't that far.
Yeah, you can get a group of Atlanta people and take them there.
Yeah, I can do that. It ain't like it, but it still ain't like it was around the corner like she was before. So, like I said, it ain't like she's around the corner.
Back to her hometown.
Yeah, I know she's got to go home. But she still ain't around the corner like I wanted her. Anyway, I'll let y'all get back with her. Here you go.
Okay, hand the phone to somebody else. We're going to keep the phone moving.
Okay, we're going to go on the inside.
Okay. She's there. She has people there from her job, and she has people from the International Black Summit. So this is the International Black Summit talk show coming at you. And we always want to take time to be with each other in our daily lives, and here we are. Sharon, Jill's going away party with you. So someone will be joining us. See, we got somebody else on the line.
Yes, yes. Hey, Shakesha.
Hey, yes.
Hey, we got Jill's sister here that wants to say something.
Okay, great. Hello, Jill's sister.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi.
You're on live radio, please share about Jill and what it's like for her leaving.
I just wanted to say that she's the most wonderful sister and auntie in the whole world, and we're going to miss her in Atlanta very much.
Ah, yes, yes. So she's about to go to Connecticut. What do you think will be her first place that she'll go to when she gets to Connecticut?
Definitely my brother's house.
Okay. And which brother is that?
My brother Michael, who is also the most amazing in the world. So I'm so glad that she's going to have him as a support system out there for a big move like this.
That's great. That's great. How many is there in your family altogether?
That's an interesting question. We have a lot of half brothers and sisters, so there's probably altogether a good 12.
Wow, half a dozen. No, a dozen.
A whole dozen, yeah.
A whole dozen. Oh,
yeah,
that's great. That's
across
great.
The country. But I just wanted to say love you, Jill. Shout out and have a fabulous, fabulous trip and good luck and a new beginning.
Okay, great. As you pass the phone, I see we have 347-776 on. And who is that?
This is Hey Greenwich, Glenn Greenwich, calling in to just acknowledge our girl Jill,
Hi, Glenn.
I want to say, hey, what's up? How you doing?
Good. How are you?
I'm great. I'm down in Coney Island on the beach, So I'm looking forward to when you move down to Connecticut, we're going to hang out and come down to New York and do some things, you know. I know your Atlanta family's gonna miss you, but we're looking forward to the addition of having you a little closer to us so that we can hang out and do some things together. So, you know, all the best. Change is sometimes scary, but most of the time it's good.
That's right. That's right, because I am going through a lot of emotions, and spirit is definitely moving me. So thank you so much, Glenn. I'm looking forward to coming up to New York and working with you. And I just can't wait to see everybody. I'll be at the housewarming at Jonathan and
Niamu.
I will be there on September 9th, so I'm just looking forward to being part of the International Black Summit all over the world and in New York and Connecticut.
All right. Okay.
Yeah. So thank you, Glenn. Thank you so much. This is such a surprise. I am in shock. I am so surprised right now with this. You guys are incredible.
Yes, it is.
Wow. Like they say, right back at you.
I do have some other friends that want to say something on the radio show, if that's okay.
Okay, please. Bring them on.
Okay. Hold on.
Yeah.
Max, I'll be on the radio show today. And I'm saying bye to Bill.
Hello.
Hello.
Yes,
can you hear
me? Who is this? This is a friend of Bill?
Yes, this is Larry.
Hi, Larry. Live radio, and we're wanting to give you an opportunity to express some things about Gil now that she's leaving Atlanta.
Oh, my goodness. I would like to say first I'm going to miss Gil tremendously. We have known each other 17 years, and she's a wonderful, giving and caring person. And her moving back to Connecticut is a sad situation, but also I'm happy for her. She wants to be closer to her family. So we wish her the best, and I know she will do well there as she has done in Atlanta. So
thank you, Larry. And Larry, before you go, can you remember one of the first meetings when you first met Gil?
Let me give you the second meeting. I don't want to say the first meeting.
Okay. Give me the second meeting.
Okay. The second time I met Jill, we were at a party in, I think, Dunwoody. And she was just the life of the party. And we just connected. You know, that was the first time we really connected. And her glowing spirit, and she just made the night, put it that way.
Oh, that's great. That's our deal.
Exactly. Like I said, we know each other 17 years, and we're going to continue knowing each other.
Okay. Thank you, Larry.
Oh, I thank you.
Yeah. Now, if there's somebody else that would like to come on, just hand them the phone, and we'll just keep going.
Yeah, I'll give you the Penny Fisher.
Hi, who's this?
I hate this girl. No, No, all jokes aside. No, Jill is a great person. I've known her for a while myself. I met her through Larry, the guy you just got the phone with. But she's always been the same. That's what I like about her. She's always a quiet person, very friendly person, very caring person, very giving person. And we can go months and haven't seen each other. And when we do see each other, that same spirit is still with her all the time. And it's going to be sad to know that she's leaving, going back home, but for a good thing as well. So I'm wishing her well, and great bon voyage.
Oh, great. Before you go, tell us your name again.
Say that again now.
Tell us your name again.
Jill. Jill is her name. Oh, my name is Kenneth.
No, what's your name?
Kenneth Fitchett.
Okay, Kenneth, thank you so much.
All right. Wow.
She has great friends there in Atlanta.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Okay, just pass the phone on.
Okay, hold on.
Okay, hold on. 1 minute.
Okay.
Give the phone to Tamara. Hold on 1 minute.
Okay. Now, Tamara and Jill have been in partnership on many summit events there in Atlanta. And so, you know, it's just great having Tamara be there at this moment. Okay, there we go, Tamara. The mic's with you. We got you there, Tamara. You can see it's a room full of people. Well, you probably can't see because you're on the radio, but it's a room full of people. Just holler in when you're on camera.
Okay.
You're listening to International Black Summit. Surprise party for Jill in Atlanta. Okay, are you there, Tamara?
All right, she's taking pictures. And now we're getting ready to grab the food, getting ready to come out. hot.
Okay.
Well, I just thank you so much. This is so cool. Oh, my God. And it's being taped. I can remember this for the rest of my life.
Okay. I want to take you out with a little of the song that I found for you here. Let's see
okay.
if I can get it to play.
Oh, wait. Hold on. My friend Marina. I want my friend Marina
okay,
to take
yes.
you. Okay. Hold on. Marina.
Really
bad.
Hello?
Hi. Hi. How are you? My name is Marina Hunt.
Yes, another great friend of Jill. Can
yes,
you tell us how you know Jill and,
yes,
and say whatever you would like to.
Okay. Well, I met Jill when I first moved here about 20 years ago. We all used to hang out. We lived on Colonial Homes, and we were really good friends, like almost like sisters. It was me, Tracy, Renee, and Jill. We were just a crew that always hung out. So, you know, she'll be truly missed leaving here. It's great memories that we have. I was in my 20s at the time, and now I'm in my 40s. So we've all grown and gone our separate ways. Jill still looks the same. She's still a sweetheart, great personality, always thought she was a beautiful person.
Oh, thank you. Yes, that's how we feel about Jill, too. So just spreads it all around.
Yep, she is. She's impacted a lot of people's lives. She has a very good heart.
Great. Okay, I know they're cutting the cake and starting to eat.
Yeah.
So I'm going to play a little music here.
Okay.
As we're our goodbyes to her.
Yeah.
Enjoying these last few hours with her.
Yeah.
Okay, so, well, thank you. And here
okay.
comes our song.
Okay.
About Jill. We're going to miss her. Is Henrietta back on? Okay, I know the party people are cutting the cake. I'm here. Okay, and Henrietta's back. I think they're settling in. They're cutting the cake and eating.
Okay. Alrighty. Well, thank you, everybody who cares. Is there anybody else on the any other numbers that called in?
We've just about given everybody opportunity to speak.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Great. Well, Jill will be, you know, we're not really going to miss Jill, so, because Jill will be on the radio program.
Yes.
That's right.
So the Atlanta people will miss her physical presence, but, you know, spiritually, you're all powerful and everywhere evenly present, and she will be just as powerful from Connecticut as she was in Atlanta. Even more so because she'll be getting that extra energy from her family every day. So, Jill, we love you so much, and we thank you, and we look forward to your expansion. You know, this next part of your life that's just going to be great.
And, Jill, just like Henrietta said, we won't be missing you. And everybody will have the opportunity of hearing Jill every Sunday at the International Black Summit Talk Show at 8 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. So even though she's far from Atlanta, she'll be as close as your phone for the radio show. So she'll love to hear from you. And we're just so happy for her as she leaves on this journey. And we just love her, and we send her angels to take her on her travels to Connecticut. And this is Chakasha coming in from Chicago. And we just love her. And with that, we're going to be bringing it to a close, correct, Emile? Oh, we got somebody else on from, hold on, let me bring them on. Hello? Who do we have?
856.
Are you there?
Hi. Yes. Hi.
Is that Clara?
Yes, this is Clara from New Jersey. I was just calling in to wish Jill happy journeys. I'm really excited for her. It's always a great thing when you have a new beginning and an opportunity to do something different. I'm assuming that she'll still be, you know, working with the radio show.
Yeah.
And so, as you said, we won't be missing her on air, but she will be in a new location. And I just wanted to say God bless her and be with her and let her know how much I love her and I know all will be well.
Yes. We have Claire on. Claire is one of the people who we used to call her the general. She was directly in charge of the talk show. We're so happy she called in. And Claire, I'm going to just ask you if there's a special moment or a special time or incident or characteristic you'd like to tell us about Jill.
Well, one of the things I really like about Jill is she jumped in to the IBS talk show and just took it from any direction, you know, whether initially it was behind the scenes with the technical portion of it, and then she jumped into the oxygen room as a facilitator of that space. And now she is hosting shows by herself, very capable, love her spirit, love her energy, love her space of listening, which is one of the distinctions of the summit is authentic listening. And it's a very powerful space to be able to listen to people and hear, you know, what they're saying, what they're not saying, and also to be able just to provide that space for people to share in a way that's authentic for them so that, you know, what they have to say comes across. And I think does an excellent job of creating that space for people. And I so love her smile. So every time I hear her on air, I see her smile. I see the energy of her smile, and I feel the energy of her smile. And I think that the listeners also share and feel that energy. So, Jill, keep the sunshine in your smile.
Yes. Yes, that smile is just amazing. And also, I just like the listeners to know that Jill is always about working with the youth. She has a Facebook page called Transforming Our Youth, so please go on and like her page. She'll really like that. And she has another show called Transforming the Transformers. So, check her out. And as I say, you will hear her every Sunday at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time for the International Black Summit show. So listen to her on this coming Sunday. And with that, we're going to say good night and happy trails. As Dale Evans used to say on Roy Rogers' show, we're happy trails to you, Jill. And we send love and protection light all around you as you travel the highways on your trip to Connecticut. And thank everyone for calling in. All right, this is Chakaysha saying we love you, and we'll be seeing you and having you listen to us again. Bye.
God bless.